Good morning, everyone. Okay. So for those of you that don't know me, my name's Katie, and I'm actually the church administrator, so this is a bit unfamiliar for me, so you have to bear with me if I get tongue-tied and flustered with this. As Mariam has already said, today we're going to be talking about the environment and this wonderful creation that God gave us. So you have heard it said, creation can look after itself. I don't think this is true. Do you think this is true? Look around, can it look after itself? I say to you, we must look after creation. Are we not Christians? Are we not God's children? Were we not created to act as stewards to the earth, to love and nurture this amazing creation our Father gave life to? He poured love and life into us on the sixth day, the same day he poured love and life into the mammals that walk the earth with us. The day after, he poured love and life into the creatures of the sea, the birds that soar through the sky, just part of an order that is forgotten and not considered. Now, on your way in, you should have all grabbed a gift. So if you all would like to reach for those, and you can unwrap those really exciting presents now. And you'll notice as you unwrap them, some of you might have a good gift, and others of you might not have such a good gift. So I'd give you a moment to open those. If those of you that don't have a good gift and have perhaps a rubbish gift want to hold those up so everybody in the church can just have a little look around at these not so good gifts. They were a bit pants to open, really, weren't they? Not quite what you all expected. But this is what we're giving back to the world as a gift. I don't think the world likes it either, to be honest with you. Now, I don't expect you to take those home, but we do have the correct recycling facilities at the back of the church, so on your way out, please make sure you dispose of those correctly for us. So God gave us this most beautiful world, a good gift, the world. And we are stewards. We are stewards to look after it. But these are the gifts we give back all too regularly. Who here has pets? Put your hand up, right. Okay, so you wouldn't give your pets a rubbish gift, rubbish food, would you? If you've got fish, you wouldn't give them plastic. But what are we giving to the fish in the seas, the fish in the rivers? We've all seen the images of the whales that have ended up on the beach and they're just full of plastic. We don't want that. That's not what we want to see. That's not what God wants. We are, in a little while, going to be doing a prayer activity, which also includes for those that are willing and able to actually go out and do a litter pick in the parish and do a prayer walk at the same time. Medway Council very kindly lent us some litter picks, given us bin bags, gloves, etc. So don't worry about that side of things. We're not going to use our bare hands. But it'd be really good if the majority of you could just join us in doing that. And for those that can't or don't want to, then there are other activities that Amanda will explain to you. But this is something that's really important, and really important as Christians. We go out there, we show the rest of the community what we're about. They think we're not bothered by the world, but we should be. We are God's children, and we should be the ones making a stand for it and showing that and getting the community involved. And hopefully we'll be able to do this a few more times in the years. It's something the council are willing to support us with and be there to assist us with as well. Okay, so I've got a little book here by Dave Bookless. I don't know if any of you have heard of him before or even read this. We have one waiver. Yay! Am I surprised at who it is? No! Brilliant book, planet-wise. If you haven't read it and you get the chance, do give it a go. I haven't finished it yet, but it's brilliant, and it really opens your eyes to a few things. And in it, Dave categorises four types of Christians when it comes to creation and the environment. Insidious, irrelevant, incidental, and integral. So I'm just going to read you what they all are. Insidious. Ecology and the environmental issues are a bit dodgy, and Christians should keep well clear. Irrelevant. Caring for the earth is not important for Christians. The gospel is about saving souls, not saving seals. Incidental. I'm glad somebody's caring for the planet, just as long as it doesn't have to be me. And integral. Concern for the whole of God's creation is fundamental to the God of the Bible and to his purposes for human beings. So I'm just going to read a little bit of the integral, a couple of paragraphs from that. Just as all Christians are called to pray, meet together, study God's word, and share the good news, so caring for creation is essential to following Jesus Christ. It is not an optional extra, but part of the core of our faith. I don't mean that everybody is called to live in a teepee, campaign on behalf of Wales, or go vegan. That's a good choice, though, if you can. Rather, following Jesus means looking at God's world with new eyes. We urgently need to recognise that the earth and the creatures with which we share it are not merely the stage on which we act our relationship with God. They are the characters in the stories themselves. So have a little think about those for a minute. Just take a couple of minutes and think about those four and think about where you come into that and where you would like to come into that. And just have a little pray on that quietly, just for a couple of minutes. Okay, so I'm just going to give you, I know we've had our readings, but there are a couple more that I wanted to read because I felt they were important with what God was trying to say to me. And before I forget, the good gifts, you can keep hold of those, and the good gifts for those of you that didn't receive them were environmentally friendly gifts. So we had things like metal straws, we had crocheted makeup removers, all little things like that. And they're sort of things that you can reuse, and they might even give you ideas of things that you've got at home and you think, oh, I could do that, rather than having to go out and spend the money. So Isaiah 24, 4 to 5 reads, "The earth mourns and dries up, and the land wastes away and withers. Even the greatest people on earth waste away. The earth suffers for the sins of its people, for they have twisted God's instructions, violated his laws, and broken his everlasting covenant." 19:20 reads, "Destruction falls like rains from the heavens. The foundations of the earth shake. The earth has broken up. It has utterly collapsed. It is violently shaken. The earth staggers like a drunk. It trembles like a tent in a storm. It falls and will not rise again, for the guilt of its rebellion is very heavy." The earth cries when the Lord cries. It feels what the Lord, what God feels. They are connected. By hurting the world, we are hurting our Father, and we need to start making that connection. We need to see how important this is. You've probably heard of the 15-year-old Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg. She took action outside the Swedish Parliament about the need for action on climate change. And it will be the children of today and tomorrow who will lead an example and stand up for the world. But shouldn't we as Christians, as parents, grandparents, adults be doing the same? Something else we need to think about there. What sort of a world are we leaving for our children that God has entrusted us with? It scares the life out of me. What does it do for you? Now, I know my preach today has been very short, but I'm hoping it's been straight to the point as well. I've prayed over this, and this is what God has given to me to give to you today. There's no point in going round and round in a circle with it. But what we are going to do now is we found a little song called Going Green, and we're going to play it on the screen. It has got the words, I believe, hasn't it, Amanda? Come up. So please, once you get into that motion and start listening to it, do join in. It's a really good, fun little song. And again, it's just to make you think, really, on what's going on. And then Amanda will come up and explain the prayer activities. So thank you for your time today.